is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. In Glendale, Arizona, thousands have filled a stadium to remember the life of conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
We are all Charlie.
Donald Trump Jr. there, Vice President Vance.
Charlie, he did so much more than tell the truth. He lived it. Charlie understood that the best evangelization was not in what you said, but in how you live your life.
Our Stephen Kaufman is there and says the president speaks next.
President Donald Trump is watching the Charlie Kirk Memorial Service from a darkened booth just above the stadium's mezzanine section. When Trump first arrived here, he was pictured on the big screen with the crowd chanting, USA, USA, USA.
The president, meantime, is urging his Justice Department to prosecute political opponents, writing last night on social media, "We cannot delay any longer. It's killing our reputation and credibility." Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer on CNN.
This is our rule of law. This is fundamental to our democracy, and we cannot let it stand.
Several people were hit with bullets in separate shootings in Indianapolis. Zach Myers with CBS affiliate WTTV has more.
There have been a total of 10 people shot in Indianapolis since late last night. Two of those victims have died. Both of the shootings happened on the city's northwest side, about 5 miles from each other. The most recent was in a parking lot.
Ahead of the UN General Assembly in New York, the UK, France, Australia, and Canada have formally recognized a Palestinian state, prompting an angry response from Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu was doubling down on his resistance. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
Calling the recognition a huge reward to terrorism, Netanyahu said that the latest attempt to force what he called a terrorist state in the heart of Israel will be given after he returns from the U.S. Two of his hardline coalition partners have been urging him to declare Israeli sovereignty over the West Bank. Israel recently approved 22 new settlements in the area.
Everything is the same in the aisles, but it's at the checkout where things are hitting Southern California families hard. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Amanda Starantino.
An Associated Press poll shows more than half of Americans say grocery costs are a major source of stress. Economists point to drought, tariffs, and supply chain shortages as drivers. And with beef prices leading the surge right now, ground beef up nearly 13%, families are forced to stretch every dollar.
Forecasters say Gabrielle has become a hurricane in the Atlantic Ocean southeast of Bermuda and could become a major hurricane early in the week. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms and lows around 59. Showers and thunderstorms possible on Monday, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs in the low 70s. Monday night, scattered showers and storms and a low around 58. For Tuesday, partly sunny and highs in the low 70s.
Right now, 71 degrees.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour, free, and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
You wanted to be cool. which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Once again, it is time for Seth Faces the Music. We're not taking it slow, everyone. We're going fast tonight. Songs about fast life, fast cars, fast digestive systems, whatever you want to call it. We're doing all the fast songs tonight. So join me, won't you, as we face the music together. We're going to start off with a classic from a classic album. Here's Eagles. Yes, there's no the there. Technically, it's Eagles from their album Hotel California, Life in the Fast Lane.
Life in the fast lane.
Discovery, that was Daft punk with harder, better, faster, and stronger. Up next, we have a band that made their bones in the mid-2000s as part of the emo wave. You probably remember a few of those bands, but of course, like so many, they evolved, they grew, they got better and different. And by 2013, when this album came out, their self-titled album, they were on their way to being hit makers of all kinds of different music. From that album, here is Paramore with Fast in My Car.
Beautiful cat, let me grab my hat. Oh, baby, come along with me. I wanna do some fancy bopping. We're really going on a spree. I wanna live fast, love hard, die young, leave a beautiful memory. Now, you may not approve of the things I do, but it really don't bother me. I just don't ever think that you can tie me down. I wanna stay footloose and fancy free. So jump back, make track, move out, I let the pretty gals in me.
A little 50s rockabilly for you. That was Sammy Jackson with Live Fast. Stick around, everyone. More to come on Seth Faces the Music. Coming up next, we have an artist who's usually considered country. I personally would put him in Americana because he doesn't just do country. He does all kinds of different music. And I believe also a first-timer here on Seth Faces the Music when we come back on WFHR.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax, but the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We'll be right back.
romance or shooting stars. They were last found together in 18th century memoirs. We don't care for lovers if loving's all that they've got. There must be other hobbies if they want to keep the plot. I'm a man of simple taste, no whiskey or caviar. And what I feel is what I say. I'm not trying to be smart. I like girls, girls and fast cars. You two will feel this shallow when one melts your little heart. We don't care for new.
Album The Wombats proudly present This Modern Glitch. That was indeed The Wombats with Girls Slash Fast Cars. They're from Liverpool, by the way, not from Australia, as you might think. And we opened up this set with Mr. Dwight Yoakam from his album, this time, Fast As You. Right now, we're going to go and turn to a fabulous artist who was one of the first to win a reality type show back in the early 1980s in the UK. She is a Scotland native. Can't tell by the way she sings, though, but she had a very good career after winning that competition. She worked with Prince and a few others, and she had several hits. Here's one of her better ones. Here's Sheena Easton, Devil in a Fast Car.
Oh,
A short-lived but influential punk band from the late 70s that was Girls at Our Best, Getting Nowhere Fast. Of course, they were an all-girl group. In fact, we are going to be hearing from one of their descendants a little bit later in the show. Coming up here, ladies and gentlemen, we've got lots more music to go on our fast show. We're going so quickly, I can't barely stand it. When we come back, we have a stalwart on Seth Faces the Music. We played several of his songs over the years. Not this one, though. Still, classic, man. This album, one of the best of the 90s. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that right now. Stick around and find out who it is on WFHR.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms and lows around 59. Showers and thunderstorms possible on Monday, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs in the low 70s. Monday night, scattered showers and storms and a low around 58. For Tuesday, partly sunny and highs in the low 70s.
Right now, 71 degrees.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Search my mind a little, I'd come across a reason why you're gone. Maybe if I searched a little while, and if I tried to reconcile a little, then maybe I would know for how long. This time. Well, here we are in separate rooms. I can hear you sighing, saying, no way out, a
so it seems. Dry our tears, we're flying through another window. Took the time a little, then maybe I would know for how long this time. Here we are in separate rooms. I can hear you sighing, saying no. So it seems, dry our tears, we're flying straight under that window.
Changes, fast changes arriving.
Jefferson Starship from their best-selling album, Red Octopus. That was Fast Buck Freddy. Of course, Jefferson Starship started out as Jefferson Airplane, later became Starship. And that's a pretty good run of success through 3 decades. Not bad, not bad, especially with all the changes. And before that, we heard from one of the great artists of the 90s. That was Seal from his self-titled album, Fast Changes. Coming up next, we have a rock and roll legend who sadly died still in his teens. He did leave a pretty good legacy, though, of some really cool recordings, including this one coming up next, which is an instrumental. Here's Ritchie Valens, Fast Freight.
wait and I listen to the noise that it made. Wish the freight train didn't run so near. Back, the wheels are spinning on the railroad track. Yep, you go.
One of the stalwarts of the folk scene, that was Tim Hardin with Fast Freight, a man who never really had much success, even though several of his songs were recorded by other artists, probably most famously If I Were a Carpenter by Bobby Darin. Sadly, Tim Hardin died in 1980 after a long career and life of drug abuse, unfortunately for us. That's going to do it for hour one of Seth Faces the Music this week, everyone. Stick around. We'll be back really fast with hour number two. It's coming just around the corner. Stay with us.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
This is Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Erica Kirk, the widow of the late Charlie Kirk, says she has never found as much comfort in her faith as she has following her husband's assassination. And she said this of the person who shot him.
I forgive him.
The memorial for Kirk is now featuring President Trump, who is set to speak for nearly an hour.
He was violently killed because he spoke for freedom and justice, for God, country, for reason, and for common sense. He was assassinated because he lived bravely, he led boldly, and he argued brilliantly. Without apology.
Our Chris Van Cleve is at the venue in Glendale, Arizona.
Tens of thousands of mourners turned out at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona to say goodbye to political activist Charlie Kirk,